October 30, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 11:6. Faith in antagonism to common sense is fanaticism, and common sense in antagonism to faith is rationalism. A life of faith brings the two into a right relation. Common sense is not faith, and faith is not common sense. They stand in the relation of the natural and the spiritual, of impulse and inspiration. Nothing Jesus Christ ever said is common sense. It is revelation sense, and it reaches the shores where common sense fails. Faith must be tried before the reality of faith is actual. We know that all things work together for good. Then, no matter what happens, the alchemy of God's providence transfigures the ideal faith into actual reality. Faith always works on the personal line, the whole purpose of God being to see that the ideal faith is made real in his children. For every detail of a common sense life, there is a revelation fact of God whereby we can prove in practical experience what we believe God to be. Faith is a tremendously active principle which always puts Jesus Christ first. Lord. Lord, thou hast said so and so. Example, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It looks mad, but I am going to venture on thy word. To turn head faith into a personal possession is a fight always, not just sometimes. God brings us into circumstances in order to educate our faith, because the nature of faith is to make its object real. Until we know Jesus, God is a mere abstraction. We cannot have faith in him. But immediately when we hear Jesus say, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father," we have something that is real, and faith is boundless. Faith is the whole man rightly related to God by the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.